And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Hey, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And straight in, we've had so many Word of the Weeks that I've got to save some for next week. But this week's one, I'm not going to explain what it is yet. I'm going to tell you about it later on in the show, but it's Orange Pirate. It's more of a phrase, and I like the way its mind works. So we're going to go with Orange Pirate, but I'm not going to tell you what it is for a little while.
Okay.
All right. This week's show is beautifully bookended and bracketed and is asymmetric and all makes perfect sense. And there's some lovely stories and there's loads and loads of stuff to do. And it's very exciting. And I don't really like playing a track by the same band 2 weeks in a row, but I have fallen in love with The Things, and this is why. That was Demon Stomp by The Things from their album, which I said last week was just called The Things. But I think, judging by how the thing loaded up onto my laptop computer, the album's actually called Some Kind of Kick. Do you know where that phrase comes from, Some Kind of Kick?
No.
Well, it's very similar to New Kind of Kick by The Cramps, which starts, life is short, down, 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 down. Filled with stuff, down, 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 don't know what for, down, 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 I ain't had enough. Right, and you're listening to The Sandwichy Surfers right now, of course. The Things are on Nicotine Records, and that was the special last week. We played Psycho Lover, this week we're playing Demon Stomp. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Things' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheThingsOfficial.
No, myspace.com/thethings. I thought you'd get that one after last week. It's probably being internet one, Tony Nil, and it's time for MySpace latest comments. Thank you very much for sending the comments in this week. Got a bit of a mixed bag. myspace.com/punkyradio. If you are already a friend, leave a comment. We like getting them. If you're not, why don't you add us? A few familiar types here, but I'm going to read them out anyway. First up, Gooper. After 100 or so episodes, I'm finally caught up now. You guys can just piss off when I reference an old episode. Oh, and after 100 or so episodes, I have finally added the Bleach Boys. Now fuck off, Keener. Now Keener is really quite keen at the moment. He's keener. He's keener than most. It's great. And I did check out, when I saw that comment, I checked out the Bleach Boys page, and they were up to 921 friends. So our target of getting them to 1,000 is getting closer. If you haven't done it already, add the Bleach Boys on MySpace. They're in our top friends, I think, and they're on our... But there's a button on our page, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, next up. Gooper. Thanks for the slam dunk twattage on the last episode. We're fully expecting a tirade of abuse from said twat. Teehee, Robot Love, Honey and Dick, Jukebox Review. Thank you very much, Honey and Dick. Sorry that I haven't got around to listening to your show yet, but I don't listen to any. I only just listened to one as it goes. Right, now, next up. Saturday, 6 December. Oh, now, this could be in Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh, but I'm just going to read it out.
Okay.
Saturday, 6 December, Demented Are Go and Luna Vegas. As this will be the last Creepers this year and there's no Creepers in January, we wanted to make it a special one. Lucky enough to get Demented Are Go, this is an intimate gig, so don't miss out on this great chance to see one of the best bands around. Tickets are £12 in advance and more on the door. Tickets available from ticketweb.co.uk and they're selling fast. Pass the word and let's make this a one to remember. See you all there, Stripe and Lady T. The gig is at the Old Angel in Nottingham that had King Kurt on a while back. It only holds 100 people.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got bloody Demented Are Go playing. It's absolutely fantastic. Kill for Tickets. One of my favourite ever bands. If I could go, I would. I can't. Although, I am off that. No, I'm not. Shut up, Paul. Right, next up. Oh, and by the way, if you want more information about that, obviously go to our page and just click through. You'll get more info when you go to their page. Right. Hi, friends. Thanks for having us on your show for another time again with Need for Rock and Roll. Cheers, Marcel, little bastard. Now, that's about 4 months ago, isn't it? Marcel, check out your MySpace more.
Wow.
What's up, smacktards? Haven't listened to Punky since sometime in April. You still sound the same. Thanks. Just catching up on all the November shows. Was good to hear Forget-Me-Nots on the show again. Lots of love, Ems. Thanks so much, Ems. We like Ems, don't we? We haven't heard from her in a while.
Been a long time.
She used to be one of our best listeners and then she stopped bothering.
Yeah. But she's back. Now,
she is back. Have you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you for your vote so far last month. You know, it's a good month for us, but it is now December, so advent calendar's out and vote. Easiest way to vote, go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, important, please vote for us link, hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment and we'll read them out.
Stop.
Yeah.
Last week I forgot to criticise you on one bit, which I obviously need to make up for now. Now, I did manage to criticise you on every single comment you read out last week, and I also criticised the people making the comments, but it was pointed out to me via email that you read out an email address, and the irony wasn't lost on me when you read it out as so-and-so, so-and-so, I don't do ICT. It was quite obviously, I don't do ICT, and I can't believe you didn't notice that, because that's what you do.
ICT? In my day, it's called IT. Technology.
Oh, right. Well, you should still have known. Anyway, I'm sorry. Carry on.
And here are the top 5 comments for this week. Number 1. Don't be a twat. Anyone who doesn't listen to Punky is a twat. From Insane Star. Thank you very much. She is, of course.
Insane Star. Right.
I've not seen any pictures of her, so take your word for it.
I've only seen one.
Not that's an invite. Yay, Punky. Just as good as the day I started listening. From Twilight and Thebes.
Thank you, Twilight and Thebes, you lovely, lovely hippies. Live on the side of a dirty mountain.
Radio blows. I'm a 51-year-old office dweller, spending my midlife crisis immersing myself in punk music since my boring Midwest upbringing robbed me of it first time round. I just found Punky, downloaded all the episodes, and have been listening non-stop since. My wife has left me, my kids are embarrassed by me, my office mates are starting a petition to have me sacked. Fuck 'em. Thanks, lads. Keep it up. We need more Punky in California. From Rock Hodap.
Rock Hodap.
Nice.
Rock Hopper.
Very nice.
Well, he's right, of course. And I'm sorry about the family breakups.
But hey.
He's right, like, fuck 'em. You know, lost his job, lost his wife, his kids hate him. Fuck me, at least he's got Punky.
That's true. Ah, Punky. Punky eases out my morning constitutional better than 3 cigarettes and a large mug of uber strong coffee. From Uncle Hugs Too Much. Thank you very
much. Well, Uncle Hugs Too Much. It's nice to know that that we help you have your first shit of the day.
Yeah. That's a long shit. A show of support, innit? A vote of support from Graham Do You Holland and the It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast.
Oh, you should have done that in Scouse tone. Go on, give it a go.
I can't do Scouse.
Go on, give it a go.
A show of support, innit? I can't do accents.
That's just you a bit faster.
Yeah. Well, I told you I couldn't do it.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, so thanks for that. No one from Super Twatter so far I've seen. Maybe he's still voting for us.
Well, I don't care.
Aww. He loves you.
Couldn't give a fucking shit.
Fair enough. Thanks for your votes. Right.
I'm sorry, is that it then?
Yeah, that's it.
Alright, okay. Right, next track. Let's get on with the next track. Now, I still don't know how to say this band's name properly. Are they Alina or are they Elena or are they Eleanor?
I'd say Eleanor.
All right.
Don't know. Do we ever hear from them? I don't think we did, we?
I don't know, did we? I don't know. Anyway, they came through via Manila PR, who sent me an email asking me if I played a track of theirs because their album is now out. And I have the album here. And it's called Paint It Gold. And we played Pink Punk before. And that was enough to get some of the listeners scurrying off to download every track they could. This week, we're going to play another track by them. What I want to know is, Tony... Oh, and it's an interesting and varied show this week, as you will probably all have already guessed. Mm. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Eleanor's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Eleanor.
No. MySpace.com/MusicEleanor. So that's probably been the internet too. Tony Neil, and this is, hey, this is about you, Tony. Kid Blurred, this is Pretty When You Cry.
It's so pretty. You remind me of the stars.
So that was Eleanor and Pretty When You Cry, and this is the Dead 60s, one of my favourite bands that aren't around anymore. It's time, I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
All right, now, this has come through. If you have something that you want to get off your chest or a little story you've got, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, whatever you like. quite frankly, I hadn't really thought that through. Just email paulieb@punkyradio.com, but please do mention Punky or something to do with the show or me in there somewhere, just in case I think it's spam, which would be bad. Anyway, this one came through, and after what we were just talking about during the last track, it seems interesting that it should start. Seems I'm the new laptop killer and iPod killer, apparently. My laptop, conveniently named Joe, so that I can assign it a gender based on its problem, has decided to act like Joe, the female, and be PMSing for the past 3 weeks or so, with no internet working for a couple of weeks prior to that. Unfortunately, this means that with no internet and with Joe not working, I couldn't download Punky. Now, once I got my laptop back, my iPod crapped out on me and is now broken with what Apple claims to be the elusive hardware problem. So I can't even sync them to my iPod to listen to them on the go. I'm now about 8 shows behind, but I plan to correct that as soon as Apple replaces my iPod and with what little time I have to listen to Punky at home. Anyway, that's my status on that. Now, for Word of the Week. I would like to nominate the phrase Orange Pirate. This is a spin-off of The Angry Pirate, which is less sexual and more of a method of revenge than anything. Here's the story behind it. The other night, while talking to Amanda Nordman, I left my laptop unattended in the living room to get an orange. When I returned, my brother had repeatedly sent her random messages and angered her. As violence is a highly punishable offence in my house, my dad strictly enforces a hands-off rule that prevents me from punching him. I don't know whether it means his dad there, her dad there, or her brother. I chose a more non-violent but still painful way to get back at him. After peeling the orange, I took the skin and squeezed it near his eye. And the skin quite effectively shot juice from the peel into his eye, which burns like hell. While he had his hand over his eye, I took the opportunity, because he couldn't see me, to kick him really hard on the shin. He was now grasping at his burning eye and gripping his shin, yelling, "Ugh! Ugh!" Other things, but many of them were not very nice. I left the room laughing, and he was unable to prove that I had broken my father's rule. Here's the official definition. Orange pirate. The act of squirting the juice from a peel of an orange into the eye of the person who offended you, then kicking them in the shin as hard as humanly possible, resulting in the person grasping their burning eye and their shin yelling, "Argh!" Hopefully I'll catch up on the show soon. The self-proclaimed favourite Canard-Nard-Nard-Nard-Nardenen, Chantel. Right, that is great, isn't it? Because that is a non-sexual way of achieving the same thing. I quite like the fact that the angry pirate, of course, involves jizz. The orange pirate involves orange, but they could technically both involve a Jaffa.
That's harsh.
Now then, Tony, yeah. Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far. Like a few this week, so thanks for that. But if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, because I always enjoy reading them and I need them. So do email me your twats, tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week, it's from Twilight, from Twilight and the Thebes.
Whoopee!
Hey! Tony, I've been loving Punky Radio for a long time now, but it was only recently that I found an appropriate is a twat to submit. A few weeks ago, my cell phone stopped working. I checked Thebes' phone and it wasn't working either. Turns out a large number of the cell phones weren't working in the rural area where we live. I called the phone company to find out what was up. After a week of stress, the problem was resolved and our phone started working again. But during my initial call to the phone company, I had the displeasure of talking to Greta in customer service.
After, I like the name.
After ignoring my questions, she asked for my address. I gave her my PO box. She said she needed my physical address. Thebes and I don't have a physical address because we're so far out in the countryside. I tried explaining this to her. She snapped back that everyone has a physical address. Again, I explained that I didn't. This dimwit asked how UPS or FedEx delivered to my home. I tried to stay calm as I told her they don't deliver to my home. Then she snapped, "Well, what address do you give when you have to call 911? I was pretty pissed off at this point. I got really bitchy then and snapped back at her. If people in my area have to call 911, we tend to meet them at the highway to save time or actually give them directions. But she didn't believe me and yet again demanded a physical address. Luckily, Thebes grabbed the phone at this point before I totally lost it and managed to get us transferred to someone else in customer service that not only had a brain but manners as well. So, for being rude, for being ignorant of rural addresses, and for being completely unqualified to do basic customer service, I would like to nominate Greta from Arizona for Is a Twat. Thanks. Twilight from Twilight and Thieves Show.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. Are you ready?
Yep, let's go for it.
So Greta from Arizona, USA,
is a twat. Now, what I'm interested in there, Tony, right, is that she has said that they live in a rural area. Now, what's your idea of a rural area?
You know, just in a field.
Fields, maybe farming, agricultural, gently rolling hills, maybe some nice crops, maybe some livestock, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's a complete lie, because Twilight and Thieves live on the side of a dirty mountain. Completely justified, of course. And Tony, We haven't visited Japan Files in a while. Let's put that right now.
Tracker, baby, tracker, baby. Ah!
Honey Bunny and Tricky Baby from their new EP that's out now on japanfiles.com. The best thing to do is to go to japanfiles.com and hit on the left-hand side, if you look in the various genres, hit on punk and you just get a list of all the punk bands that are there. You'll find Rockin' Honey Bunny very quickly and go there. Alternatively, you could go to their relatively new MySpace page. What is the MySpace page for Rockin' Honey Bunny, Tony?
MySpace.com/Rockin' Honey Bunny.
No, it's not. And you know why? I couldn't work it out, but then I remembered that thing. It's not rocking, it's rocking with an apostrophe, which makes it rocking Apos Honey Bunny.
Oh, right.
MySpace.com/rocking Apos Honey Bunny. So actually, that's probably being Internet 3, Tony Neil. Mate, you're straddling this week, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry.
Now, one thing I would like to ask you, though, are you struggling with GoDaddy?
What is that?
Let me tell you a bit about them. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
sales.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
...into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's...
PUNKY2.
...which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because I'm not exchange a rate or baby, right?
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. What's that, a heavy metal pirate?
Heavy metal hip-hop.
Oh, sorry, I got confused there.
Yes.
Yeah, all right then. So now, Tom, have you got any US iTunes reviews?
I do. Got these are as of today. There's only two new ones, but please do review us at iTunes. If you have iTunes installed and are subscribed to the show, then please go to our music store page. Probably the quickest way of doing it, you can have a search for Punky, or there is a link on our website, punkyradio.com, and on the left, the little iTunes link, hit that, and you'll be taken straight to our music store page where you can review us. 5 stars only, people, and these are both 5 stars, of course. First one, fireworks. This podcast is so effing crazy that it reminds me of having the great downtown hot dogs. Yum. The music is great and the comedy that never gets old. There's nothing more to say beside Punky Rules. That's from Turtle from Denver.
So, thank you very much, Turtle from Denver.
Yeah, very nice.
That's brilliant. I haven't had a turtle from Denver.
No.
But I have had a tortoise from Dorset.
Oh, bless. And secondly and lastly, Punky is perfect for preschoolers. Really? The happy sounds of Poacher Corner or Paulie and Tony discussing important events and how to deal with them is a twat. Is a sort of thing young adults need in an otherwise corrupt world. They are true clam jousters who are always looking out for
always
the rest of us. Always looking. And that is from Jeff Ugly Shoes. Thank you very much, Jeff.
You legend, Ugly Shoes. We've already played your bed. Now get in yours. Right, so yeah, it's a very, very important thing for our show for you to review us at iTunes. Wherever you are in the world, it helps to move us up the chart for some reason. So it does help. Oh, and I should say as well that I did say last week that we would have a judgmental this week. I'm saving it for next week because we've got so much to get through this week. But thanks very much to the person that sent us the judgmental. The judge will be in town next week. Right, next track. Mm-hmm. Is by Krongen. Now, Krongen are a band from Hitchin. Or they were. Well, they are, kind of. And my mate Floyd was in them. And I don't know whether you remember me telling you the story, but Floyd died a few years back, and they made a CD of all the bits and bobs that he'd done that hadn't got on Krongen albums, etc., etc. One of which was the last thing he ever recorded, which was with me. I was going to play one of the songs off that CD because I've just got a copy off their drummer, JJ, who looks very different now to what he did in 1981. And if you do get their album, first album, Chronic Generation, there's a photograph of him on the inside that's very, very funny. This is the track that wasn't on the first album, but is an extra track on the album that came out on Captain Oi Records a few years back. We did play a couple of tracks of this on our old radio show, and we have played a track off them on the podcast before, but I haven't done it for a long time. And I bumped into JJ in a pub, and he said, "Hey, how come you haven't played any Krongen?" Because he listens to the show. I went, "Mate, I didn't know that I had permission to play it." He went, "I'll have a word with Glyn, who's like the lead singer and main man of that." And they said, "Play whatever you like." So I checked with Captain Oi as well, and it's all fine. So we're going to play one of the bonus tracks that fit on the back of the first album, Chronic Generation. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Krongen's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Krongen.
No, it's not. That they haven't actually got one. There's only a fans page, which is myspace.com/Krongen fans. Sorry, I'm thrashing it this week. Paulie B in the internet for Tony Neil. This is Outlaw.
I'm
So that was Krongen and Outlaw. And I do recommend that you look into Krongen a bit more. You can get, you can hear some of their songs on their fans page, myspace.com/ Krongen fans, or go to Captain Oi and CaptainOi.com. And they're in our top friends as well, so you can find out more about them there, because Krongen stuff is available on that. I'll tell you what, I've got some brilliant news later on the show as well that I've just thought of. But first of all, it's time for you to listen to Dr. Slagglebury in the background. A crazy, crazy metal mathcore, crazy core. So we need to find out what they officially are, don't we?
Yeah.
Because I keep names, which isn't fair. But anyway, you listen to them now, and they are the backing for this week's Poetry Corner. If you do have a poem, please do send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, Poetry Corner. I've got two this week. I've got a long one and a short one. Sounds like my testes. Now, the first one's out. Hi, Paul and Tony. I have missed Poetry Corner so much that I thought I would whip up a little contribution. This is a song I wrote about Morgoths. They're pretty much the same as your average Kinblurred, but tend to move in flocks in American malls wearing T-shirts that say, "You laugh at me because I'm different. I laugh at you because you are all the same." That's to be said in the Kitten Blood voice, which I did. It's a wonder how many of these T-shirts they sell over there. Oh, the irony. Anyways, hope you enjoy it. Eric from Norway. I realise I should have been going scooty-bitty-boo at this point, but that would just be rude. Here goes. Now, I don't know how the song goes, obviously. This is in poetry form. The last thing I want to see at my show is some kid dressed up like the Crow. It's true. I'm talking about you. You and your little Morgoth friends sit and hope for your world to end. Hey, guess what? I think you're in luck. After I strike my last chord, I will battle the Morgoth horde. You'll see how puny they can be. I will burn their Hot Topic stores. Cause they are selling a stereotype. There is no creativity there. Just a nation of badly dyed hair. If my Chemical Romance quit, you would throw a crying fit. But please stop. They are just whiny pop. Now, subculture is normally cool. Anarchists and the punks, they rule. But not you. You're a Morgoth cunt.
Fucking hell.
And I'm sorry I used a bad word, but I didn't. I was reading it out in literature form, thus making it okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Eric. That's a really quite involved poem. This one's a little more lighthearted. A haiku from Ben. New guitars all round. Which will I play so sweetly? None. I play punk rock.
Nice.
Nice one, Ben. I mean, we're two fantastic poems at Poetry Corner this week. Very, very happy about that. There was something else I was going to say in this bit. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, thank you very much for the Poetry Corner. As I say, we will have a judgmental next week. More poems, please. More jokes to Comedy Suburbs. So, you know what I do by now. Have you been seeing anything about this siege in Mumbai? Crazy terrorists.
Oh, yeah, I've seen stuff on the news of people locking themselves in rooms and people just going around shooting people.
Well, it's just awful. It's like 300 dead or something. It's just 300 injured, 140 dead. I'm not sure the final figures, but absolutely terrible. But the one thing that caught my attention was, Tony, that two of the terrorists were said to be British nationals.
Okay.
Did you know about this?
No.
Yeah. The reports came out the other day that two of the terrorists were British nationals, and they were trying to find out who they were. And I think I've got to the bottom of it.
Okay.
I think the two British nationals were probably England cricket shirt wearing members of the Barmy Army who couldn't sit through us getting another defeat in the subcontinent and had to find some way for us to get the cricket team home. Five straight defeats. How annoying is that? Absolutely awful. I'm not cheapening the terrorist activity in any way at all. The cricket's serious. Now, Tone, I'm actually going to get... I thought that was going to take a little bit longer than it did.
Okay.
I have just been checking in the break we had from the show then, because we had to wait for the laptops to charge up.
Yeah.
I did just notice that it was George from Eclectic Mix's birthday today, as the show's going up on Tuesday. Happy birthday, George. I hope you have a really, really lovely day and do enjoy it. You haven't got a lot left. Right. Time for the next song. Now, this is... now, I can't remember what I'm doing here. Am I just playing this? I am. I'm just going to play it. Tony.
Okay.
See what you think of this. Grace Salero.
Sky.
was Grace Solero and their new single Troops from the album New Moon, which is out now. And that was the radio edit. The album version is 5.5 minutes long, but obviously we're Punky Radio. We're going to play the edit, aren't we?
Do right.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah, a little bit different to the normal fare, but I wanted to do it because I said that I was bookending the show and it had an asymmetry about it. And because I had Eleanor as song two, I thought I'd have Grace Solero as song five. They're both with Manila PR and they're both lady singers.
Mm, I thought that
was nice, really.
It was nice.
You like that song, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, my favourite one is the one before it.
Your favourite one was Outlaw.
Yeah.
Well, that was good as well. And I understand that because you are, even though you outwardly complete emo, you are a punk rocker.
Yeah. Emo punk rocker.
You kitten blood rocker. You're a punk rocker. Now then, mate, I've got to tell you a little story about my shoes.
Right? Okay.
Last Thursday, I had a gig at the Queen Boadicea in Angel, sort of Clerkenwell Angel. And I got in touch with loads of people to see if they could come down, and they couldn't, right? Neither could anyone else in the crowd, basically. There's only five people there, so we didn't do it. But me and the other comics said to the five people that were there, look, have your money back. I'm not going to bother about... I didn't bother about getting paid or anything. I just said, don't worry about my money. Let's just get pissed. So, because I'm like that. So we invited the five members of the audience to get drunk with us, and three of the girls did, and it turned very, very funny. But before I'd got there, I'd been down to Camden because I wanted to buy some new brothel creepers. And what I wanted to buy was a pair of lime green brothel creepers and then buy a lime green shirt and look all flash for my Dolly Remixture show.
Okay.
However, I didn't do that, Tone.
All right.
No, because when I got in the shop, I was looking at all the brothel creepers, and then my eyes were strangely drawn to a pair of shoes, a pair of platinum shiny winkle pickers, which I now own. And oh my goodness, they look the dog's bollocks with my blue grey tonic suit. And I was a complete girl about it all. I went, oh, look at my shoes. And I knew straight away that I was going to wear these shoes to this Sunday Just Gone's Dolly Remixture, and I did. But I also know that me and Felix, even though it's not outwardly so, do obviously compete with each other at this gig to see who can look the funkiest, right?
Yeah.
So I sent him this text which said, you are going to come along tomorrow in your best shoes. This was on Saturday. You're going to come along tomorrow in your best shoes, and I am going to come along tomorrow in my best shoes, and we will see who has the best shoes. And I will have the best shoes because I have the best shoes. Right?
Okay.
But I didn't. And he sent me a text back saying, but we wear the same shoes. I went, ha ha, not anymore. He did have to concede that I did have the best shoes, but I did concede that he had the best shirt.
Right, okay, fair enough.
But I had the best tie.
Right.
But he had the best hat by default because I wasn't wearing a hat. Oh, actually, I had the best tie by default because he wasn't wearing a tie. So, but I've still stung him on shoes. And there are some photographs of the gig on the Dolly Remixture Facebook page and the Dolly Remixture MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Dolly Remixture. And, oh, what a show, Tone. Biggest audience yet. Best audience yet. I fell in love half a dozen times with various random birds that just looked fantastic and probably told them. Both the burlesque acts were fantastic. The comics were really, really good. Louise Scody, one of the comics on, I reckon she could be a burlesque actor herself. A little
really?
Bit cheeky in the flesh, my friend. Yeah, a little bit cheeky. Dave Lindell, fabulous magician, back on form there. Dying Inside, mate, were absolutely different class. They did a Gary Numan song.
Okay.
Our Friends Electric, which was just hilariously funny. As usual, Tour de France was the best thing of the night, but the second best thing of the night was Dying Inside's version of, is it called Earth Song?
Well, the Michael Jackson one.
Michael Jackson, oh. Yeah. What about it? What about it? Is that called Earth Song?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, but except they changed the words.
Nice.
And made it, what about Toe Jam? And they just completely lost it, and they did something about You've Got Thrush and You've Got Fanny like Basil Brush or something. Anyway, it very, very funny indeed. They were once again the hits of the night. But I do have to give a shout out to Maxwell Hammer and Smith, who are a Queen tribute band, and you know my feelings on Queen.
Yeah.
And also do a lot of 70s rock covers by ELO and the like, and I was dubious about them, I'll be fair. I'll be honest, I was dubious about them. But they were fucking brilliant, mate. The crowd were loving, absolutely loving them. And now, I like Guns N' Roses, but I don't like Sweet Child of Mine.
Okay.
At all. But they encored with it, and it was fantastic. I mean, I might have been drunk by then. Roxanne, doing that pint at the start of the second half does change everyone's perspective on the whole night. It's a brilliant, brilliant drinking game. Thanks to everyone that came down, and thanks to the venue as well. And I've left off, and I must stop doing this, I've left off DJ Roch, who was absolutely terrific all night. And he played Destination Zululand, and he played Deutsche Girls by Adam and the Ants, and I got very excited about all things, really. The market stalls were absolutely terrific. We had five this time, and it was great because it meant we had a shoe shop, we had a handbag shop, and we had a corset shop, and we had a hat shop, and we had an accessory shirt, skirts and jewellery shop. We had the whole outfit for the ladies.
Wicked.
Next time, man, I'm going to try and get one stall for blokes. Oh, no, we've already got one. It's called The Bar.
Yeah.
Right. So, completely forgotten about.
When is the next one?
The next one's December 28th. Sunday, December 28th.
Okay.
And features the Sex Pistols Experience. Sorry, they're just called The Pistols. But they're an absolutely brilliant Sex Pistols tribute band. More of them in future weeks. I am going to try and get our Christmas special done next week so we can do the competition. So give people a chance to get it by Christmas as long as they live in the UK and I could be naffed. Insane Star, I'm sorry, I still haven't sent your CD. I am ashamed. But I did get an email from Lord Relock saying that he'd got his stuff.
Ah, cool.
It only took 4 months, and he said it was the best competition stroke present thing he'd ever won, and he loved it, absolutely loved it, and to say hi to you. Oh. and that he was going to come over here to see you because he's now not a convict anymore and he can get, well, he is, he's Australian.
Let him
but
out.
He's not a convict anymore, so he's going to be allowed into the country. And as soon as he's saved up, he's going to come up to Sherwood Forest to see you, to be nice and gentle with you. So I thought you'd like that.
Oh, he's sweet.
You really should be terrified, Tony. Now, this Friday, have you got anything to push, by the way, this week? Or are you
no,
just like, I'm not doing anything?
It's very quiet at the minute. No, nothing's going on at all. Just lots of house renovations and stuff like that. Getting ready for my girlfriend moving up next year. But yeah, so it's all go. But nothing else.
Are they happy house renovations, or are they industrial house renovations?
They're good ones. Well, my house is just not finished, so I need to painting, plastering, carpeting, that kind of stuff. So it's all good. It's going to be really nice to see it done.
Oh, right, cool. So you're doing ambient house renovations,
yeah,
are
nothing,
you?
Nothing big. No, like walls coming out.
You will at some point, the penny will drop and you realise that I'm making house music references.
Oh,
but
right.
In the short term, Tony, just keep going with it. Yeah, just go on a carpet. No, that's fine. This week, well, the very best of luck with your household refurbishing. I do hope to see the fucking shed finish one day. Right, oh, how's the garden? Did you get the garden finished, by the way? Did you get rid of all that shite?
Yeah.
From the bomb?
Yeah, that's all gone now. So it's just growing back. But it literally got cleared just before the grass stopped growing. So there's still still a bit fucking shit, but it's a lot better. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool. Nice one. Right then. This weekend is my comedy shows in Hitchin and Letchworth. Friday night features the Knicks, Nick Wilty and Nick Page. Nick Wilty is a globe-trotting stand-up comic who's recently got married. He's a lovely bloke and one of my favourite comedians ever. Nick Page is the original host of Escape to the Country. I don't know whether you've ever seen that, but he was the big burly bear of a man, agricultural Gloucestershire accent, and you don't muck about with him because he's massive. But if you think that's scary, his brother's bigger. You really don't want to muck about with his brother. Nick's a fine man, and my favourite line of Nick's, are you a bummer on the loose? No. Sorry, are you a bummer? Fuck that up. Are you a bummer tied to a tree? No. Bummer on the loose, which is a real playground thing that we say at my school as well. Anyway, on the Saturday night, Nick Wilty is replaced by Kerry Godleyman, who's a lovely lady comedian who's seen in that commercial for toilet paper with the little kid in the office. She's the woman. And you'll know it if you saw it, Tony.
Okay.
It's a little kid going, no, I think I ought to do this about the toilet paper. And she's going, oh, shut up, kid. But anyway, she's cool. She's very funny. Very, very good at working a crowd. I saw her destroy a heckler at Oxford Jongleurs. Very, very impressed with her. So anyway, that's Friday and Saturday. More details, lastminutecomedy.com. The gig in Hitchens at Woodside Hall starts at 8:30, costs £8 to get in, £6 if you remember. First come, first served. The lecture show does have advance tickets, start same time, same prices. You can get an advance ticket by dialing, if you're in the UK, 01462 670 788. 01462 670 788. Or if you're from outside the UK and you just like to buy some tickets so that I can have a nice Christmas, it's I think the code is 044, isn't it?
Yeah. Or and plus 44.
What, sorry?
Just plus 44, whatever plus might be in your country.
Wherever you are in your country, plus 44 1462 670 788, and just buy some tickets because you can afford it, because right now you can, because the pound is fucked. Oh, one last thing, Tony.
Yeah.
I went shopping in Stevenage on Saturday. It's all right, I've had my jabs. And everything in Stevenage, when did Stevenage become a part of mainland Europe?
Don't know why.
Well, because everything was priced up in pounds and euros.
Really? That's just
I
wrong.
I couldn't quite believe it. All I can think is that there's some godforsaken country in the world with a terrible travel agent that's sending them all to Stevenage to buy produce in euros. Anyway, everything was priced up in euros. I couldn't work it out.
Huh.
I didn't have any on me, so I didn't bother to try and buy anything in euros. But, yeah, I did. I was impressed by that, really. I almost hate to say it, but after Lewis Hamilton being brilliant in Stevenage incident, fair play to Stevenage. They're embracing Europe. I'm saying back off Brussels. But, you know, it's good, I think, that they've got involved. So, yeah, hopefully I'll see you at one of the gigs over the weekend. You won't be seeing me in Stevenage until I save up some euros, which is probably never. Although I am going to have to start saving up my euros for the Psychopathy meeting next year, which I'm just about to book for. You're thinking of coming as well.
Mm-hmm.
Happy days. Time for the last song, Tone. And I am so happy about this. I got an email from the lovely Liz at Alien Sex Fiend's own record label saying that there was a new retro back catalogue CD of 12-inch remixes out, and basically loads of 12-inches that have never been put out on CD before, also with their B-sides on them as well, so there's lots of shorter tracks as well. And I said, oh Liz, that's fantastic, but they're out on Cherry Red and I don't think we'll have permission to play them. And she said, email Meg at Cherry Red. This coincided with Mrs. Fiend sending me a message on MySpace from Alien Sex Fiend saying, we've got a new 12-inch thing out. Email Meg at Cherry Red for your press copy. So I did, and Meg went, I love Punky Radio. I'll get a copy in the post to you. I'm now after some competition ones. The CD is called Alien Sex Fiend, a 12-inch collection. It's absolutely brilliant. Features 12-inch versions of Ignore the Machine, Lips Can't Go, R.I.P., New Christian Music, Dead and Buried, EST, I'm Doing Time in the Maximum Security Twilight Home, and I Am, In and Out of My Mind, School's Out, and the very best version of Smells Like Shit ever, the Shit Mix, which I actually bought on CD. On CD 2, there's Hurricane Fighter Plane and the B-side It Lives Again, which I love, The Impossible Mission, Here Come Germs, Camel Camel, which I've never heard before. I said that like I was Nick Fiend. Camel, camel. Stuff the Turkey, which I might see if I'm allowed to play at Christmas. Bun ho, bun bun ho. A very odd version of the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction. Haunted House. Now I'm Feeling Zombified. And I Am. B.I.M. Magic. And a very, very long version of a track they made for a computer game called Inferno. But the track I'm going to play, Tony, you're going to love. It's any second now. What I want to know is, what is Alien Sex Fiend's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AlienSexFiend.
It is?
Yeah.
Did I ask you about Grace Solero?
No.
I didn't. What was the MySpace page for Grace Solero?
MySpace.com/Grace Solero.
It is. You've come back, really. It's probably been the internet for Tony 2. Thank you very much to Cherry Red and Alien Sex Fiend for letting us play this. Alien Sex Fiend are one of my favourite bands of all time, and I've got pretty much everything they've ever done that I used to buy, but now clearly I get the odd thing sent, which is fan-fucking-tastic. I am going to try and get some competition copies for the album. They might not have sent me them yet because it might not be out yet. We might have got this in exclusive, even though the track I'm going to play is 21 years old, I think, Tony. I don't know where your brain is, but my brain is in the cupboard above the kitchen sink.
My brain is in the cupboard above your kitchen sink. It lives with us each day. It's all well I think. Not in my head. So I don't have to think. My brain is in the cupboard above your kitchen sink. Not in my head. So I don't have to think. Driving in my car now, heading for the sun. Dropping in your car.
I love that song, Tony.
Nice.
I love Alien Sex Fiend. They're one of the most interesting and varied bands of all time. They've run the gamut of alternative music, from classic punk rock like Girl at the End of My Gun to some pretty much sort of techno goth kind of midnight configuration-y sort of stuff. They just do the whole lot, and they're just a really interesting band, and they've evolved. They've really evolved as a band, and they've kept going. They've never ever stop. They've kept recording, they've kept working, they've kept doing it. They're just an example of how bands should be, I think. So there you go. Thank you all very much for listening to this week. And I do say hello to Wicked Radio and Hussy Skunk. We will give you a big shout out next week, I promise. And we'll fill everyone else in all the different ways you can listen to our show. I think that would be fair, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a new month of Podcast Alley, Tony. Tell them how to go about voting for us.
Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen there is an important please vote for us link. Just hit that and you'll be taken to Podcast Alley, and we can enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, which please do because we'll read them out.
And a vote for Punky is a vote for justice.
Yes.
Also, if you can review us at iTunes, we would really, really appreciate that. Do add us on MySpace if you haven't already. Join our Facebook group if you haven't already. Leave MySpace comments for us, leave your poetry corners, judgmentals and comedy suburbs to poorlybe@punkyradio.com. Anything I've left out here?
Email your twats to me, tony@punkyradio.com, and if you have any gigs anywhere in the world, email your international gig guide to me, again at tony@punkyradio.com.
And they are, of course, for Tony's International Gig Guide. Ah!
Beautiful.
I'm quite sad, really, aren't I? I'm going to have a joke for you next week. Oh, and we've got some Word of the Weeks for next week as well, but keep them coming.
Okay, cool.
I love getting your Word of the Weeks. Wasn't there a new feature I started that nothing ever happened with?
Can't remember. Probably.
Oh, it doesn't matter now. No. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog. I'll poog. I can't wait for Christmas, Tony. I might not get an orange pirate, but I'm going to Satsuma pirate my brother.
Nice.